Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
And welcome to the Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is Sarah Lee Hofrichter, who has something very, very interesting and exciting to share with us, a crystal healing summit that everyone anywhere in the world can attend for free. Hi, Sarah Lee. Thank you for coming on the show.
Hey, Vivian. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Sarah Lee, before we launch into talking about this fantastic opportunity of a free crystal healing summit, can you tell us something about yourself and your background?
Sure. I have spent decades playing in the world of alternative therapies and developing and honing my skills. And for the past 25 years, I've been a holistic esthetician. But because of COVID, I've stopped seeing clients, facial clients. 15 of those years, I worked at a pretty famous yoga center in the Berkshires called Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health. I am a Reiki master practitioner, a crystal energy healer, and a sound healer, and I offer vibrational therapies, including crystal-infused Reiki and sound healing treatments, out of my home in Western Mass in Amherst. I also offer long-distance healings, crystal grid healings, and I sell a variety of crystals and crystal-related products on my website, SarahLeeHofrichter.com. I've been in the process for the past 2 years now of creating my own crystal tarot deck called Elemental Truth, which hopefully will come out one of these days. And yes, I am the host of the annual virtual Crystal Healing Summit.
Wow, that's just so much to talk about, and I think we're going to have to come back to your story, Sarah Lee, but I don't want to keep people in suspense for too long. So when is this summit?
So this year's Crystal Healing Summit is going to be aired, held October 23rd through the 30th. And it's a virtual event, and it consists of pre-recorded video teachings by various crystal experts. And it's, as you mentioned, accessible to all for free for 48 hours once they are aired, once they sign up.
So October 23rd to the 30th, and that's 2022. That's this year, right?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And then people just come online and they register, and then they will receive pre-recorded video teachings in their email. Will it be in their email box?
So they would go on crystalhealingsummit.com and can register by putting in their name and email address. And then starting October 23rd, you'll receive magically in your inbox early in the morning your first video teaching, actually my introduction the first day. But each morning during the week of the summit, yes, if you've signed up and registered, you will automatically receive an email in the morning with that day's video teaching.
It's such a wow. I can hardly express myself. I'm so excited about this. This is such an amazing opportunity, international, for everybody who wants to sign up, and it's free. But this isn't the first summit, is it? You've done this before.
Last year, I had my first. I held my first summit, so this will be the second. And there's a kind of short answer and a long answer to how I got started on that path. Do you have a preference which one you'd like to hear?
I love the long answer because that is what we want to hear.
Okay. All right. So last year, back in March of 2021, I was enrolled in a 7-week course with Sandra Ingerman. She's a pretty famous shaman called Shamanic Journeys into Nature. And we had just completed our 5th class, and the topic was the power of stones and crystals. And it was actually because of that class that I had joined this whole 7-week course, because I was curious to hear her a shamanic perspective on the stones and crystals. So at the same time that I was doing the 7-week course, I was also doing I was participating in a 10-day tapping summit. And it was the last day of that summit, and we were doing this whole tapping session related to money and shame and anger. And so there I am tapping away, and I just had this random thought, what if I were to host a crystal summit? And it was really clear. It was a really clear thought, and it caught me so by surprise that although I'd been working with crystals and have a great love and respect for these beautiful energy beings, I'm not someone who had ever done anything like this before. So this was like a really huge message for me. I think it was somehow connected to the combination of these two events that I was partaking in. It was the session with Sandra Ingerman about crystals and being in this tapping summit that helped me to connect to this divine inspiration of doing a crystal summit myself.
It really does sound synchronous that you were doing both trainings at the same time. It does sound very powerful, kind of the goose flesh feeling, you know, my skin prickling. It just sounds so portentous. It's amazing.
Yes, thank you. It really was. So fortunately, I didn't think too much about it, because if I did, I could have probably tripped myself up. But I sent a message to Sandra Ingerman explaining what had happened to me and asking her if she would consider being a guest speaker at the summit. I had decided within myself that if she said yes, that would be my green light and that I could move forward. So getting the message to her wasn't really easy, and there were some roadblocks, but I finally was able to get a message to her. And in the meantime, I started doing a little research, and I Googled how to host a virtual summit, and I looked up some potential crystal experts that I might be able to invite, and some topics that maybe they could talk about. So I was doing some research, waiting to hear back from Sandra. And then within the week, I heard back from her, and she said, oh, I'd love to do it. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, now I really have to make this happen. That really, made it a reality. Yeah. Mm. So unfortunately, it ended up that Sandra had to back out of the summit, which was a huge blow to me. I thought, oh, my gosh, now what am I going to do? But in retrospect, I think her role was just to give me that green light. And then when she did that, she said, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, amazing. Now, what's interesting about it is that, you know, Neil's teacher of soul retrieval is Sandra Ingerman. Mm. So that's a point of connection for us, because it's as if she's so significant in our lives, because she trained Neil in soul retrieval, and that was such an amazing connection that he has with her. And now I'm talking to you, and you have this amazing connection with her, and she's a very powerful figure, isn't she? She's really done amazing work, wonderful books, Soul Retrieval, as well as some other books, and an amazing teacher, just an amazing force, and has brought us together by the sound of things.
Yeah, that's great. I love that synchronicity.
A funny story, that when Neil was doing his shamanic training with the Hana Foundation, he tells a story where he was given a powerful object, and that when he was handed the powerful object, it literally knocked him back 2 foot. So he was sitting around the fire or in circle and handed this powerful object, and it knocked him back by 2 foot. And so then I said, but Neil, what was the powerful object? And it was hard for him to say. He said, it was a crystal.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
I know, and I just cracked up laughing because what had happened was we'd both done the gateway training together, and then we decided he would go the shamanism route and he would train as a shaman. This was in the 1990s, and I was going to go the crystal healing route. And so we each studied, so parallel paths, but we each studied our own thing. And now here, talking to you, our parallel paths now begin to intersect again in this particular instance.
Oh,
through his
great
teacher and through, you know, what we're doing with the crystals and through what you've done. And I think that's so powerful. It's so amazing. So indeed, we can confirm that these crystals are power objects, can't we?
Oh, definitely. And it also confirms how healing, it's all connected. Whatever path you're on, we're all have the same end goal.
Yes, yes. I always think of it as a wheel, and it's everything. You know, the truth is in the center of the wheel, and then you have all these spokes, and you can travel any spoke to get to the center of the wheel. And we're all connected in that wheel, and the spokes are all connected, and we're all traveling towards the center.
I love that. Love that image. Very, very powerful. I just need to add about the summit and my journey. I couldn't do any of this without my angel website friend, Michelle Stohan of Intuitive Design Works. She has been my guide and my angel throughout setting up, doing so much of the back end work that is foreign to me.
Oh, Sarah-Lee, I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly, and I'm so glad that you are giving her that credit and respect, because my artist who helped me with my book and actually told me I must do the book, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery, that's how I feel about her. I feel as if this legacy could not happen without the facilitation of the artists of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And without these people who can take our work and turn it into a viable presentation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And so I know exactly how you feel, and I think it's wonderful that you can come forward and say that. And I think it also speaks to the thing is, we cannot accomplish anything on our own, can we?
Mm-hmm. No, it does.
There's no such thing. We have to work with a team. Mm-hmm. And it's always that teamwork that delivers the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful products.
It's honoring our gifts and what we know we're good at, and kind of surrendering to others where their gifts are to help us.
Yes, yes, yeah. And for them to know how much value we're placing on their help. It's not really help, it's on their teamwork, isn't it? It's a joint effort, but some people get to be at the front and others are in the back room making it all work.
Absolutely. I never thought I would be in the front, but here I am doing this. So.
Oh, you got pushed. You got the green light.
Yeah.
Sarah Lee, tell us who else is going to be on the conference this year. Who's presenting?
Okay. Yes, so there's some beautiful, wise, knowledgeable crystal experts, and I'm very excited. So I am going to be doing an interview with Hibiscus Moon. She's a pretty, I don't know if you've heard of her, but she's a crystal powerhouse.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes, of course.
She's a leader in the field.
Yes, and this a wonderful speaker Nicholas Pearson will be talking about being an ethical crystal consumer, which is a really hot topic these days. And then there's Dawn Silver, and she brings a wealth of knowledge as well, and she'll be speaking about the cosmic origins of crystal healing. And then you, of course, this wonderful Vivian, who brings your wealth of knowledge about crystal surgery, and we'll be doing an introduction to that, which I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about sharing that with others. And then there's Kyle Russell, and he will be speaking about using crystals and healing across space and time. And then a beautiful light in the world, Geraldine Glass, who is a crystal alchemy singing bowl practitioner and healer, and she'll be doing a healing crystal bowl and speaking about the endocrine system. So I'm really excited. I've got some beautiful and wonderful diverse crystal experts this year.
It's very layered, I can tell. So, you know what's interesting, Sara Lee, is that Nicholas Pearson and Dawn Silver were two of my first guests here on the Chabra Show, because I go quite a way back with Dawn, and she's come to Four Winds Academy and taught at Four Winds Academy and so on. And Nicholas, I have struck up a recent affiliation with. So I was glad to see their names included, and it's another point of intersection for us. And it just shows us how small the world is and how we can reach each other and we can connect with each other. And I think this is amazing. It's a wonderful lineup. I'm certainly looking forward to this. Actually, I have signed up already, I will be honest. As soon as you send me the link.
You were the first person to sign up this year, Vivian.
Really?
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, I felt like I should send you a crown or a gift or something. You were the first.
Oh, a crown will do. No, I tell you what, when I received that email from you, Sara Lee, I was absolutely blown away. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. Someone's really doing something. Someone's really going to do something that can reach the world and show people. And I think that the presentation style is perfect, where people can go and log on and listen in their own time. And I know I put a lot of effort into my presentation, and I have every reason to believe that everybody else did similarly, because we can recognize what an amazing opportunity this is for us to reach the people who want to learn what we have to offer. You know, you're just giving us a funnel and a way to reach our target, and for them to be able to reach us. This is such an amazing facilitation. So let me ask you this. How did you choose?
How did I choose the presenters?
Yes. How did you choose your presenters? Did they apply to you or what?
No, they did. I did quite a bit of research, and I set up a big spreadsheet of different potential crystal speakers. Just looked up different crystal authors and different websites and people from Instagram. I did quite a bit of research, and then I just intuited who might be a good fit this year, and reached out. It took several email attempts to reach certain people, and some work and some don't. And I trust the process.
So about how many crystal teachers did you contact and in total in order to end up with six plus yourself?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay.
I don't know. I would be making it up. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't want to make anything up. That's the risk we take in our profession, isn't it? That we're working with intuition and we don't want to make stuff up. We want to stay connected to the energies that the way that they are. So let's go over it again, Sara Lee. Let's go over what people can get and how to get to it and explain all of that, because it's important.
Yeah, thank you. So you can sign up for free at crystalhealingsummit.com, and it's a very simple registration. You just put your first name, last name, and your email address, and you'll get a confirmation email right away that you're in. And if you have a very busy life, and because the videos will only be available for 48 hours, you can opt in to purchase lifetime access to the summit for a nominal fee of $44.
Very low fee.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then you can watch at your leisure whenever it works for you and your schedule.
And that's lifetime access that you're talking about. So if you sign up for that lifetime access, you can watch those videos over and over, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, because you always get more the second and third times you watch something and listen to something.
I know. Isn't that the truth? Mm. Wow, yeah, it's going to be an extraordinary document. And so by when do you have to have bought that lifetime access?
You have throughout the summit, if you feel like you can't keep up with the daily emails, you have throughout the summit, and I think even a day or two after the summit ends, I'm not 100% sure, but it's at least throughout the summit, you could still purchase that.
The lifetime access. So, but after the summit, it's too late. Is that correct?
I think, I'm trying to remember from last year how we set it up. I think you still had an opportunity after for a few days or a week. I can't really remember.
Well,
you
can ask your website angel to set it up until a week after or something. Because people, word of mouth will get around and people will be disappointed if they miss, won't they?
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll be doing this again next year. If they do happen to miss this year, I don't want you to, but if they do, please sign up anyways to be on the email list, and you'll be informed of any of upcoming events. And I also just want to add that in addition to each guest speaker's teaching, several of them are including some wonderful free offers. So not only do you get this incredible teaching, but you have access to whatever it is they're offering. And so it's a great resource for more information.
Absolutely. It is a wonderful, wonderful resource. So, Sarah Lee, I can sense that there's a lot of information that we haven't even tapped into about you and your work and to do with healing and crystals and all this kind of thing. So I'd like to go into that a little bit more after the commercial break. And in the meantime, let's just say thank you for being on the show and sharing these insights and this inspiration. And I want to let everyone know you've been listening to The Chakra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Please join us to hear more from Sarah Lee after the break.
Imagine taking a journey with metaphysical teachers and spirit guides right in your own home. Well, now you can with Vivian Chopra's book, Everyday Magic. Everyday Magic helps you understand your life from new perspectives as it guides you to feel motivated to take control of your life and your future. Get Everyday Magic today at Amazon.com, or for more information, visit Chopra.com or call 513-891-8062. That's 513-891-8062.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chakra Show, where we are talking to Sarah Lee Hofrichter, a healer par excellence who is putting on a crystal healing summit for the whole wide world. Sarah Lee, if it's okay with you, I want to ask you some questions because I'm noticing as I'm talking to you, I'm getting this wonderful comforting vibration coming through the airwaves. Mm. And that's quite rare for me, and it makes me realize that there's a whole lot more to you that you're not talking about, and if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind tapping into that a little bit. So I'm going to just ask, how did you become a healer?
Well, thanks. I love that you feel that comforting energy. That's a beautiful thing. So I have been working, as I mentioned, as a holistic esthetician, and I became an esthetician because I had acne myself, and we do what we need. I needed healing around my skin, And so while working as an esthetician, repeatedly my clients would exclaim at the end of their treatment, "Wow, that was so much more than a facial." And I heard that enough times where eventually I said, maybe it's time to explore what is this so much more that people keep feeling. And so I discovered that I was doing energy work and I didn't even know it during the treatments. So I figured if this was happening while I wasn't even conscious of it, imagine how powerful it could be if I brought consciousness and intention to my touch. So this started me on a path of exploring energy. And in 2013, I became a Reiki master. And there were several classes and explorations before I even became an esthetician on my path as working with energy. And then after some years of doing Reiki, I was drawn to go to Brazil to hang out with John of God, who is a very controversial person at this point.
Such a pity. That is such a pity. Continue.
It just shows the humanness, even as, you know, as a healer. Yeah, but it didn't affect my experience. I had an incredibly powerful healing experience just being in the energy of the casa and the crystals and so forth. But that's where I first got introduced to crystals, was while I was in Brazil. They were everywhere I went, and I had powerful crystal healing treatments throughout my stay in Brazil. And I really fell in love with the beauty of them before I even knew or experienced their power. And I came home with several of these beautiful little beings, and I started incorporating them into my facials and energy sessions, and with much success. So that led me to want to learn more about them, and I took a 5-month advanced energy and crystal healer training in 2016. Then it was again through this divine inspiration that this missing piece became clear to me, where sound combined with the Reiki and crystals would be this perfect healing trinity. And that in 2018 started me to explore sound healing, and I completed an intensive sound healing and consciousness training. And I purchased a beautiful set of crystal singing bowls. And through working with them, I developed my own treatment combining these three vibrational therapies, Reiki, crystals, and sound. And then also a good friend of mine, I was signed up to do a training, tuning fork training with Eileen McCusick. She's a pretty famous trainer of biofield tuning, and then the pandemic hit, so that training never happened. But I happen to have a very good friend who lives right near me, who is a master trainer through this biofield tuning research. And so she privately has trained me in using tuning forks, so I've also started to incorporate those into the treatment. So it's a beautiful synergy of vibrational therapies.
Absolutely, and I'm listening to you, and I want to sort of jump in almost after every sentence and say, me too, yeah. You know, me too, in the best sense of me too, because that's what happened to me. I started off as an Alexander teacher, and actually just before I graduated, I went to a psychic, I think. No, it was a past life therapist. And she said to me at the end of the session, she said, "You need to put your hands on people." And I was like, "Yeah, well, I'm an Alexander teacher. I'm going to be putting my hands on people." So I said, "Yeah, I'm going to be an Alexander teacher. I will be putting my hands on people." She said, "I don't mean like that. I don't mean like that. There's healing in your hands, and you need to put your hands on people with the intention of healing." And actually, I was a little upset when she said that, because I'd just invested a lot. This was in England. I was living in South Africa. I left home, left Neil behind, went over to England to finish my training as an Alexander teacher. Right at the end, I'm being told that's not going to be enough. Anyway, it's just in terms of how things unfolded. Yeah. And so sure enough, as an Alexander teacher, something else was beginning to happen as well, just like you describe for yourself. And then the world of energy healing started to open up in front of me in real time as I was working, and all kinds of intuition and mental telepathy, all those things just started happening to me. And it was quite challenging and very hard to integrate. But it is a synergy, isn't it? There's a moment where things start to come together. In the beginning, it's as if they're separate, and then something happens and they begin to synergize and work together. Have you found that?
Yes, I have, exactly. Yeah, they all start to merge together and form its own energy, really.
And it's a transcendent version of each of them, isn't it? It's a, it's not like you're doing this plus this plus this. It's a different version of each of them as they merge and influence each other.
Yes, I agree 100%, yes.
It's difficult to describe. But anyway, I wondered if, you know, you're working as a healer, and I can tell that you, you know, you're working very profoundly with people. Do you have insights that you can share with us at this time?
I'm sorry, did you say insights?
Yeah, insights, like, you know, an insight as a healer that you can share with people from your current work. Because we're all going through such a tough time, and I know that sometimes we need to go through tough times in order to be able to help others.
Yes, yes. Well, in my experience, I have to have a taste of my own medicine first, and then I can attract and share with others what it is I'm learning. That seems to be my experience. I'll go through something, and then all of a sudden my clients will come to me looking for similar help. And I just need to say, it is never me doing the help. I even cringe calling myself a healer. I really feel I just become a clear vessel for healing energy to move through, as we all do, and the crystals and the sound, it's all moving through me from some greater source. So I am a vehicle, and for lack of a better way of describing it, I use the word healer, but I do not feel like it's me doing the healing. I just wanted to throw that in.
Well, I don't think we get to decide, Sarah Lee. I think the public decides whether we're healers or not, and we have to just accept that.
That's interesting. I never really thought of it that way, but that's a great perspective for me to try on.
Yeah, because that's what I had to do for myself. If people were going to say I was a healer, you know, at first I demurred, and now I just put it there in the list of things, because I consider myself a teacher as the umbrella term, and one of the things I do also is healing. And I'm not as uncomfortable as I used to be. But we must get back now to the Crystal Healing Summit. Can you go over one more time how to log on to the Crystal Healing Summit? How do we register? And if you can just go over that one more time.
Sure. Thank you so much. So I just want to say it's free and it's easy. You just go to crystalhealingsummit.com, and there's a registration midway down the page. You just put in your first name, last name, and your email. And look forward to receiving your first email starting October 23rd. That will be the first day of the summit, where we're going to just explore the beauty, the wisdom of crystals in a hopefully much deeper way, and help ignite and expand your, whether you're a newbie in the world of crystals or an experienced crystal worker. Hopefully it will speak to you in some way. And if you have any questions or comments, you feel free to contact me at sarahlee@crystalhealingsummit.com. That's S-A-R-A-L-E-E @crystalhealingsummit.com. And, I so look forward to the start of it.
Thank you so much, Sarah Lee. Thank you so much for coming on the show. So, thank you so much for putting on this Crystal Healing Summit. And, of course, I do want to just say to everybody, You can get to the Crystal Healing Summit via my website, crystalhealingtechniques.com, because we'll have a pop-up on the homepage, and you will be able to go from that pop-up direct to the summit when it's time. You're going to have to wait until... No, actually, it's going to be fine. Just go ahead and do it as soon as you want to. crystalhealingtechniques.com or crystalhealingsummit.com. Both will get you there directly. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the Chakra Show. We've been speaking to Sarah Lee Hofrichter, a wonderful healer, and she is putting on the Crystal Healing Summit for free for the whole world. Please join us after the break, where Neil will be giving us messages from the spirit realm.
Thank you, Vivian, for all your energy and support.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062. If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chakras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chakras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Welcome back. You're listening to The Chakra Show, and I'm Neil, the resident shaman. I'm going to share with you today my shamanic journeys to the spirit realm and my conversations with spirits. So the purpose of this journey was to travel to the spirit realm for the Chakra Show recording and to explore the topic of how to manage our emotions, especially the anxiety that so many of us are feeling these days. I had actually done a previous journey on this topic, and on that journey the understanding came to me that what it's about in essence is how to manage fear. We call it anxiety, but anxiety is fear. And that made more sense to me, or it brought it into stark relief that what we're talking about is how to manage fear. So for this journey, I went to the spirit realm of the lower world. I started off as usual where I go down alongside an energy beam. And I'm going down and down and down, and it's getting darker, and I'm approaching an inky blackness, which becomes an even greater blackness that I go into. And I know that I must stick right next to this beam, as this beam is my guide. It's my pathway to the spiritual. So I actually encircle it with my arms and my legs, so I'm right by it as I go down through this deep blackness. And I must not get lost in this blackness. I go down and down going through it, and it is like a dark cloud, but a very, very black, dark cloud. And then I come out of the other side. And now it's like coming out of the clouds into daylight, and I see a beautiful green world below me, which is how I often experience coming to the lower world, and I'm very interested to see where I will actually land. Even though I haven't landed yet, I'm calling on my spirit helpers of the lower world. I'm requesting or beseeching them to please be with me and support me and help me. And I request that they give me this information about managing fear. And then I suddenly understand that I've actually just had information on the way down here without actually realizing it. I was being given information when I went through that inky blackness, and it did have a scary or a fearful aspect to it. I didn't really understand what there was to be fearful about, but it felt like something that I was fearful about. And what I suddenly understood was that I had managed to go through the fear by staying totally connected to the trajectory to the spiritual, or the path to the spirit realm. I let myself stay firmly connected to what connects me to the spirit realm of the lower world. And that was my safety. And that had me manage the fear and had me knowing that I wasn't going to be pulled into anything. I wasn't going to get lost in the uncertainty of fear because I was connected to the spirit realm. And I've already heard similar information before, and it's a re-emphasis of what has been told to me numerous times in different ways, that it's crucial for us to stay connected to the spirit realm. I come down and I land, and it's not even the clearing that I land in, it's more like a small space surrounded by trees. And all the while I've been calling in my spirit helpers, and one of them arrives. I call him by his initials, BP, and he is very adept at managing closed spaces and going through the thick undergrowth and trees. And again, there was a relevant message in just his presence, this particular spirit showing himself. And that, for me, was that if one feels constrained to call on the spirits for help, like, in other words, whenever there is something problematic, call on the spirits for help. It's crazy not to do that. So he is there, and as I've often done before, I'm going to get on his back, but I first just want to greet him. I want to say I'm very glad that he's come, and again, it feels much safer and more comfortable to have this protector, to have this guide. I'm not alone. And this is the lesson that my own shamanic teacher, Michael Harner, emphasized so many times, that one of the huge benefits of doing shamanic journeying and being connected to the spirit realm is knowing that we are not alone, and we are with a source of healing and helping and teaching and comforting and wisdom and love and protection, a kind of endless list of benefits. So I'm on the back of the spirit helper, and we go to an area by the edge of a very large pond where the spirit, the one that I'm calling BP, drinks water. And I'm not on his back anymore, and I have an understanding here that this is also a message. This is telling me, or reminding me, that the spirit realm is a place where we can absorb spiritual nourishment with all its benefits. He looks at me expectantly, and I state again the point of the journey, that it's to get guidance to present on the show about how to deal with and manage fear. He said it's a huge spiritual topic because things do happen which we find very painful. There's emotional pain, physical pain, we fear suffering, we fear grief, we fear death, and all these things, of course, do happen. And then I've been told by my spirit helper the magnificent information that there is no oblivion. There is no obliteration of our lives. And he reminds me of what I've read or heard in recordings of the spiritual teacher Eckhart Tolle, saying that there isn't life and death. That yes, there is birth and death, but there is no such thing as death in terms of life. There isn't a death of life. And usually we fear death, as this seems like obliteration, like annihilation, this outrageous notion of ceasing to be. And the spirits say, there is no ceasing to be. And what being is isness, I-S-N-E-S-S, isness. And there is no obliteration of isness. And so one of the big points is for us to not fear our own death, because we have the incredible eternal security, if we want to call it that, of eternal isness. Our spiritual evolution then is to experience more and more vividly what isness truly is. Also, there's the fear of things changing in ways that feel less desirable or very undesirable, like changes in health circumstances, and of course a fear around what is going to happen to me and those I love. And the spirits say that one of the heights of spiritual development in this incarnation is again something that Eckhart Tolle talked about in reference to another spiritual teacher named Krishnamurti. And Tolle talks about Krishnamurti telling an audience that his secret is that he doesn't really mind what happens, and that to evolve or to have the realization that puts one in a place of, I don't really mind what happens, is the height of spiritual development as an incarnated being. And of course there are all kinds of things that we can be very worried about and fearful about. There's war, nuclear war, famine epidemics, climate disruption, social breakdown, no limit to horrible things we can imagine, which affect us and the people we love. And the spirits say that as long as we mind what happens, we will have fear. The only real way of not having fear is to evolve to a place of not really minding what happens, which, if one's not in that place, seems impossible or even undesirable. So I ask the spirits, well, is there a way of managing the fear if one hasn't gotten to that point of spiritual evolution, of not really minding what happens? And they say yes, being again the point that they've made again and again and again, to be strongly connected to the spirit world, and thereby not being alone, and being able to access power, protection, comfort, and meaning. So managing fear requires developing one's own spirituality. And being on earth is actually a spiritual path. This is the irony of incarnation. So the spirits say, to think of the hymn, and when I looked it up, but I know this hymn from school days when we used to sing it in the hall at school, and it was actually written in 1708. And the hymn, part of the lines that the spirits say I must emphasize is, O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. And the spirits say we need to fully know and experience that we have and are part of an eternal home. That is actually the way of managing fear. Our shelter from the stormy blast and our eternal home. And they also say, smell the roses, enjoy what can be enjoyed. And that actually was the perfect place to end this wonderful shamanic journey, because at that point the drums change with perfect timing to call me back. This is a very enlightening journey, and I thank the spirits. I'm still looking out of the lake with BP next to me, and I hug him and I say thank you, and he gives me a big smile. This journey was actually a big development in our intimacy and a major connection. And so I return, traveling up the energy beam, back up to the middle world, through that black cloud, which has now become very wispy, indicating the dissolving of fear. and I come back to ordinary reality. This was a really wonderful journey. Thank you, spirits. Thank you. You, Neil of the Chapra Show, and we have to go on our break now. And when we come back, Vivian will continue with messages from crystals.
If you like this program and you want to hear more of the Chopras, then tune in to their YouTube channel called Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. There's demos, meditations, interviews, and more on their YouTube channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. So relax, enjoy, and learn unique material as you watch the Chopras in action. Visit today on YouTube and remember that channel, Crystal Surgery and Crystal Healing Techniques. Do it now. CrystalHealingTechniques.com is the place to learn crystal healing, and there's even some free courses and certification. CrystalHealingTechniques.com has courses from beginner to advanced, and you'll learn from a master crystal healer. Explore new and unique material as you learn from the amazing award-winning textbook, The Complete Guide to Crystal Surgery. So discover the world of healing through crystals at CrystalHealingTechniques.com. Visit CrystalHealingTechniques.com or call 513-891-8062.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Hello and welcome back to the Chopra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. This is the part where I speak to crystals and convey messages from the crystals. And today we're talking to Sardonyx. Sardonyx is my new best friend. And what do I mean by that? I mean that in the past few months I have found myself prepping every in-person client with one particular stone. And prepping in crystal surgery means getting the person's energy system to open itself to healing dynamics such as realignment, balancing, and energizing. This one particular stone seemed to have the capacity to help people to relax immediately, calm down quickly, and settle into a receptive mode free of conflict, anxiety, anger, and fear. Sounds miraculous, doesn't it? Well, I certainly think so, and so do my clients. Just the other day, one of my clients asked me, Viv, what stone was that you used at the beginning? I felt different right away. And I said to him, oh, that's Sardonyx. I'm using it on almost everyone at the moment. It feels like a miracle. And he said, yes, have you got a piece of it that I can wear? Which kind of took me by surprise. I mean, we're talking about a guy about 68 years old asking me for a crystal that he can wear. And the answer was no, because I didn't have any sardonyx that people could wear, but I did have a small sphere, and I showed it to him, and I said, look, you can carry this in your pocket. And I also showed him how to infuse the sardonyx energy into his body by rubbing the sphere slowly, The sphere is to get rid of the fear. So you take the sphere and you rub it slowly on your abdomen, your chest, your legs, the soles of your feet, your arms, anywhere you can comfortably reach. So I showed him how to do that, and I want to tell you that I just saw him again a week after he got the sphere from me, and he was completely different. We began his in-person session in a completely different place from where we usually begin. And he hadn't let go of it. I noticed that he took the sphere out of his pocket before the session. It's not comfortable to lie on the table with keys and spheres and things in your pocket, just in case you're wondering why he removed it from his pocket before the session. So anyway, I've looked up sardonyx in Melody's book several times over during these last few months, and because I've been using the stone, I've been wondering, what is it? Why is there this profound effect? And when I read through Melody's description, it was quite short, And the answer wasn't really there, and I was getting a little bit frustrated. You know, Melody's book doesn't let me down. I'm talking about the Lovers in the Earth series, and this is the big encyclopedia, the comprehensive one that has everything in it. And the answer just wasn't there. So I got frustrated, and I just asked the sardonics directly. I kind of went, oh, well, if you're not going to tell me, Melody, then I'm just going to ask the stone. So I asked the sardonics, and it didn't give me an answer in words about what it's doing, but it gave me a visual, and the visual was, if you imagine taking a bag of chips, opening it, emptying it, crushing the chips, and scattering those crushed crumbs all around, then you take that video and you reverse it, so that what you see is all the scattered crumbs coming back together again, turning back into chips, and then becoming safely packaged in their bag, whole and complete. That's the visual that the sardonics gave me. So I needed to take that imagery and put it into words in order to make energetic sense. So I decided, let me go back to Melody's book now that I've got that visual and see what I can find. And when I did that, I thought to myself, I'm going to try again. And this time I'm going to do a proper job. And then there was something that I wasn't doing properly, and it does amaze me how intention works. Because guess what? Once I formed the intention and decided to do it properly, the answer revealed itself. And immediately, because I opened up the section on sardonics, and there it says, sardonics is a combination of onyx, carnelian, and chalcedony. All I had to do was to follow up by reading the information about those three stones. So when I read about onyx, this is what it said. Stimulates centering and alignment, banishes grief, enhances self-control, encourages happiness and good fortune, helps absorption of needed energies from the universe, and not only that, it cleanses the intuitive receivers and helps you to feel connected to the whole, even while maintaining your connection to your inner self. Onyx also assists you in becoming the master of your own future. Oh my gosh! Go Onyx! It's amazing! It is a miracle! And if that isn't enough, I also pulled out some of the keynotes from carnelian, and I have to tell you, carnelian is a very, very important stone in crystal surgery because it acts as the bridge between etheric tissue and physical tissue. Now, this isn't something I got out of Melody's book. This is something I got out of my work, and carnelian features heavily in crystal surgery, very important stone, because it links the physical to the etheric. So here I'm looking at Melody's book, and guess what? The word carnelian comes from the word carni, C-A-R-N-I, and the word carni means flesh. So there it is, in the meaning of the word, and I didn't even know that. As much as I use carnelian and explain to others that they need it and why, there it is in the meaning of the word. It means flesh, because it literally, in crystal surgery, can be used for tissue regeneration to turn etheric tissue into physical tissue, and there it is in the name. I couldn't believe it. Nearly fell over. Feeling the amazement right now as I speak. Now, the last on the list of sardonyx components is chalcedony. And chalcedony is a form of quartz with a cryptocrystalline structure. And many familiar stones fall into this category. Agate, bloodstone, chrysoprase, carnelian, chert, flint, jasper, onyx and sardonyx, touchstone, and petrified wood. Chalcedony is considered a sacred stone. It balances the energies of the body and, wait for it, initiates miracles. Well, there it is. We can't ask more than that. A small amount of research revealed exactly why sardonyx is my new best friend. I tell you what, sardonyx is easily available and it is not expensive. You may want to get some now. Just go online and go shop around. You will find it easily. S-A-R-D-O-N-Y-X, sardonyx. And remember, you can easily access this information because we not only broadcast it here on HealthyLife.net, but But we also publish this on a blog on crystalhealingtechniques.com, and you can visit us there for more. So, join us on the second Friday of the month here on HealthyDope.net, the Chakra Show, where you can get guest interviews, crystal messages, and shaman reports from Neil. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.